I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. They are the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, emp180weightloss.com. Jason was lamenting earlier that our listeners don't step up when we talk sports. We were talking about Tiger Woods, talking about the Caps, right. And nobody was calling in. Looks like Matt in D.C. has a reason why we get ratings. Let's hear his interesting theory.
I'd like to hear this.
Let's go to Matt. Matt, what's up?
What's up, Matty?
Good morning, Junk. How are you?
Hello, Matt.
What's up?
So I was calling to explain to Lurch Papa, as I know him, why you all have ratings.
Okay.
All right. So, Bish, here's why you guys get ratings.
Okay.
I play poker like once a month or once every 2 months with a bunch of old friends from high school, and from college. So like Bacon, Double D, Phil the Clipper, Mike Fonseca, we all get together and we play poker. We have a great time.
Right.
Listening to you guys in the morning is like going to that poker game. It's a bunch of guys having a great time.
Hanging out with your boys.
He knows that. It reminds you of your boys.
Is that Bacon?
A lot of Joan.
Matt, I'm curious, because there used to be a Bacon that participated on our show that went to Paul the Sixth, I believe.
Bacon and
Eggs. Is that the same Bacon?
It is not. This is
different
the guy
Bacon.
Who went, I think he went to Whitman.
Apparently, Bacon's a popular nickname.
That right. Bacon used to be like 300, and his nickname was Bacon, or we called him Bacon. I don't know what, because he ate piles of bacon every day. And then he lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
Well, who
and
doesn't
now
like
I think
bacon,
he's now I think he's dead because he disappeared.
I think he's probably still with us.
Derek from Logan Circle and Blind Mook. They must all be dead.
They're all dead, right? Right.
Yeah. I hope my Bacon is still alive because he and I are playing poker on March 3rd, so he's got to show up.
Yes,
nice,
exactly.
Nice. All right. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
No, I get why people dig the show. I understand, especially guys, because they've always told me it's just like me and my buddies hanging out at a bar.
Right.
I get it. Just a little frustrating when you bring up a sports topic and you want some help from the listeners and they go silent.
When we took a bunch of calls on Sue Craven.
It has to be a good topic.
Can't just be a Tiger
say
Week.
This. No, I will say this. Redskins related topics usually
generally
buzz.
They
the
usually
phone.
Pop.
They
those
buzz.
Get old too.
Oh, they do. They do. Thank but, God Kirk is gone. I didn't want to do another year of should we sign Kirk.
I'm so glad he's gone. I mean, if he was here and stayed and had a long contract. But see, here's the thing. Even if he signed, let's say he signed a 7-year, $180 million deal. Every day would be a referendum on the contract. It's actually the best thing ever that he's moving on.
Not if he was playing very, very well.
No, but,
any
first interception,
time he didn't play well.
He's going to throw a dozen interceptions a year. Every time he throws an interception, people are going to go nuts.
But Kirk moved on. But I am glad he is moving on down the road.
And
now it's all about Alex, and there's getting to be more and more scrutiny
about
Alex.
I'll be honest, he's boring too. Like, Alex Smith, to me, he has to throw one pass here.
I get it.
I just find him completely vanilla and
he
boring.
He doesn't have a great personality.
Guy.
People are but he's a good guy.
No, he's a good dude.
Good dude. Yeah, good. We met him, but
he's got a little more swagger to him than Kirk. Just the fact that he has that clip where he says he's got more effort to him.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably similar that way.
In the end, it's all about production. People are wondering whether he will produce in Jay Gruden's system. He can be jacked, and he can say all the right things. He has to produce. Here's what they said on NFL Network yesterday, which might give you some pause.
This was pretty lame.
David Carr, Mike Robinson on Alex Smith and the Redskins.
All right.
Where did the Redskins go with Alex Smith? I know you played with him before.
You know what, man? I love Alex. I think he's a fantastic human. Mentally tough. Like, I'm not going to count the guy out in any situation, but when I hear Andy Reid say that the offense that he ran in Kansas City, I wish I would have had Alex when he was a young guy because this thing was built for him. And watching Alex in Kansas City, it really was. It was tailor-made for his abilities. They don't have that in Washington. It's a different system. So unless they're going to do something a little bit different and tailor make their offense for him, I don't know how high that ceiling is. I think that he's a fantastic football player. They're going to be a good team. He's going to compete.
What's the biggest difference besides the fact you don't have a Hunt, a Hill, and a Kelsey?
It's just the way that they run their offense. So you know how many guys touch the football at the running back position. Travis Kelsey had a carry. Alex Smith is involved heavily in the running game, the screen game, everything. Andy's a beautiful play caller. They just don't do that. It's a very NFL-type offense in Washington. Play action, run, very simple stuff.
Jay Gruden likes to attack down the football field. Alex Smith had
a big play
action guy and really pushed the ball down the field. Alex had a great season of throwing the ball this year down the field, 128 pass rating. But in his previous eight seasons, it's only 79 passer rating. Yeah. My thing is, who Alex is as a player, who he is, this year was an anomaly. This is not who Alex is all the time, right? I think the marriage with Jay Gruden and Alex Smith, I don't know if the offense, and David, you got into it a little bit. I don't know if that's a match made in heaven right there, because Alex, who he is, he's not going to take the risk. He'd rather check it down or run it, get the first down, play to live another day.
Kansas City was built like that. Like, it was perfect.
Exactly. They were built that way.
They were making plays.
Jay Gruden's offense, fortunately, like, they need a quarterback to push the ball down. I'm just not sure that Alex is going to be the guy to do it.
Here's the flaw in their argument, and it made me nuts when I saw this yesterday. It just made me completely nuts. He's just assuming that last year was an anomaly and that he hasn't grown and he's not going to take more chances. He's going to revert back to what he did in the first 7 years. I kind of get that, but guys do evolve. And I'm certain the Redskins are hoping that that's part of the evolution, that he's going to continue to take chances and continue to throw downfield. Now, if he does revert back to old Alex Smith and just become check down Charlie every single time and not take chances, then okay, tip my cap, you're right. But I don't think you could say that it's guaranteed last year was an anomaly, he'll just go right back to being a check down Charlie.
Speculation.
Then that's the whole argument.
I also think that Jay Gruden's not an idiot. He will change the offense a little bit.
Of course.
I don't think he's set in his ways.
He's not that stubborn.
This is his playbook, and he's not going to change any plays.
No, they're going to cater to the best of his abilities.
Of course.
Of course they are.
Everyone wins games to continue being the head coach.
It's not going to look exactly like Kansas City's, but he'll tailor some of their game plan around his skills. Why wouldn't you?
Of course he will. He'll tailor almost all of it.
But again, like JP said, it's all about production. Let's see what happens.
Right,
we're blue in the face until September 9th or whenever they start.
He's not going to be an MVP, but I think he can run the offense. And if he takes chances like he did last year, I think he'll be more than fine. We'll be fine. I mean, we'll have bad games. He'll throw a intercept. They all do, but I think he'll be more than fine if he plays anywhere near what he did last year.
Look, even his conservative ways, they worked in Kansas City. I know people will point to other things. In the regular season, Alex Smith simply just taking care of the ball works to an extent. Limit your turnovers, it works.
Absolutely.
That's Marty ball. I saw Marty Schottenheimer. I told you a piece really essentially about his Alzheimer's, but they asked him, what's Marty ball? And he said, take care of the ball, not turning it over, and you'll get a lot of wins.
Yeah. Right.
Well, he also had a really effective running game, which he, at this point, doesn't have here in Washington, which they need to upgrade.
By the way, that's why Alex Smith was so good down the field this year. He had a 120 rating down the field.
Right.
That's because there was a threat of the leading rusher in the NFL behind him.
Yeah, but also because he took chances and he actually threw the ball.
Of course, those guys were open. Yeah. Tyreek Hill was open. Yeah. Kelsey was open.
He's not going to have a 130 quarterback rating throwing downfield. Of course not.
No.
But I know he can be at least as effective as Kirk was downfield, because Kirk was very ineffective, actually. Kirk was great at the 20-yard passes. I mean, I thought he was really good at those, like the long down and outs, that sort of thing, the seam stuff. But the 30 to 40-yard passes, I mean, he was dreadful. That was his weak spot.
Throws them flat.
Too flat.
Doesn't put enough air on
them. And they just never were right. It just wasn't his strength.
Yeah.
Those timing patterns, though, it was silly.
Right. People would always say, you can't overthrow DeShaun Jackson, but he did.
He couldn't. He just didn't really sync up with him.
It's funny how we focus on
routinely.
How many people criticize the Alex Smith move, and we focused on a few of them here in the last week. But there are plenty of people that they love the move.
Of course.
They love the move.
Yeah, but that's boring.
That's true.
To get the people to
I know.
Just
I get
keep
it.
Well, it's good.
You got to
talk about it. But
I get it. But it's not universal. I mean, he could be great. He could suck. Who knows? Or he could be in between.
I think he's going to be pretty good. Whatever that is.
That's in between.
If he sucks,
I think he's going to be pretty good.
Jay Gruden's going to lose his job, and maybe that'll force Bruce Allen out. Because they're the guys that made this move.
I think Bruce Allen's. I think he's bulletproof.
I think he's a made man.
Clearly made man.
If he hasn't been pushed out the door at this point with
his
record,
but just remember how many years Vinny Serrato stuck around.
Yeah, but eventually he did move on.
Right. So I think Bruce eventually. I don't think Bruce is going to be the GM,
I don't know
the
that.
President, whatever his job title
till he dies,
till he's 75 years old. I think eventually they're going to move on. Just Dan, for whatever reason, in that position, that nebulous position, whatever the job title is, kept Vinny Serrato despite all the criticism and despite a losing record for many, many years. And he's done the same thing with Bruce Allen.
Well,
do you think Bruce Allen's going to still be in charge in 10 years?
Who knows?
I mean,
how
10 years is a long time. A lot can happen.
Now?
Bruce Allen?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
He's probably in his mid to late 50s, I would guess.
If he gets him into a new stadium deal, he probably will be.
He might be 60.
He's got to be in his 60s. That old fart.
Yeah, 10 years is a long time. I'll say five years he will be.
I see them rolling the dice, making this trade as something that puts their jobs on the line. And Gruden, if it doesn't work, Gruden's job's on the line anyway. And
I think they Bruce didn't make be. A trade.
It's a big move for Bruce.
We just don't know. That's a great unknown. Jay definitely on the hot seat.
If Jay's seat
is on fire.
Bruce could be safe either way.
But if Bruce fails, I don't know.
If the owner could say,
he should have fired
the Kirk
years
Cousins
ago.
Thing, botched a replacement for Kirk Cousins. Why are you going to keep him around?
Well, he has already.
He clearly loves him.
It's his boy.
He's not getting results.
Think about all
the
mistakes they've made.
Around.
Think about all the mistakes Bruce has made in the last 5 years. Still got a job.
He's probably, they don't have his age, but he graduated from.
He went to Richmond.
Richmond in 77, so that put him at, say, 21.
So 15 years older than us. Because we graduated college in 92.
So he's early 60s.
So early 60s.
Yeah.
Okay. If he could hurry up and get old quick, that'd be great. He sucks.
Oh, yeah. His act is getting old. It's already worn thin. He just needs to actually get old.
I'd love to box him. I told this to Dan.
Isn't that funny?
I'd love to box him and have the stakes would be whoever loses has to quit their career.
You just better hope it happens.
I'll put my radio career on the line. Right. And he put his Redskins GM career, or whatever his dumb title
with or without headgear.
Whatever he wants.
What if he catches you?
You won't knock.
He's a big guy.
I'd be rooting
he's in his 60s.
I would be rooting for you to knock the silver spoon right out of his mouth. I'd be butt-sized.
Well, I believe I would destroy him.
Of course you would.
Okay. But if he would like to take that challenge, I'm not 100% convinced on it because I don't really want to blow my career in case he got a lucky shot.
Maybe he's got like a Golden Gloves background we don't know about.
Yeah, I mean, you might know. I mean, who knows?
Probably not.
What if he's like some black belt? I have no idea.
He's in his 60s.
I'm sure
he's in his 60s.
I'm sure he's pondering the challenge.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sure he cares.
But I'm just saying, if I think a career change, like that's it. The loser resigns. And I'll just podcast.
Man, you know what? I'm rooting for Bruce Allen.
I can see that. Get more money.
We'll get Bruce Allen, a private trainer for a good 6 months.
All right, you want to chime in? 800-636-1067. We'll talk some NBA at 9 o'clock. Sam Smith, legendary sports writer from Chicago, will join us. Also, Wally Cerbiak, talk some college hoops at 9:20 here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. There are a couple stories in the notebook that Drab put on the outline that make me laugh. Did you read the time traveler story?
No.
Yes.
What's the time
guy
traveler
claims
story?
To be a time traveler, and then he passed a polygraph.
He passed a lie detector.
Such garbage. Oh.
So what is he?
Time traveler. He got into a DeLorean and went 88.
There was
back
some
in time.
Good news in what he said.
What did he say?
I didn't bother reading what
he
said.
He went to the silly future.
He claims to be from 2030.
Okay. So all from right. 2030.
Will I still
okay.
be around in 2030? Right. Unlikely.
But also, highly likely. Can you tell me what Amazon stock is?
He passed the lie
it's
detector
12
test.
Years. You think you're not going to be around in 12 years?
It's true. I thought we were in the 19s for some reason for a second.
So right. Apparently he posts
Are
Apex
okay?
TV. It's a YouTube video, whatever, and he posts all these different things. Over 56 million views, 100,000 subscribers this hack has.
What's the guy's name?
And his mission, he says, is to tell those alive now what the world has in store.
Is his name Roger? Does he have a side gig as an engineer here at the Fan?
So among his
Can he give us some winners? Some Super Bowl winners?
Yeah. Among his predictions is the claim that Google Glass-style robotics will spread across the globe. I mean, we are seeing more and more video of artificial intent.
They already gave up on Google Glass.
I know.
They're bringing it back.
They're bringing Glass, it back, yeah. According to him.
It's Google Glass style.
Google is bringing it back?
Yeah.
All right.
He might be onto something.
He says Google Glass style robotics. I don't know if you saw the video yesterday of the two robots that they look kind of like horses.
Yes, and they look like dogs,
but nobody's operating them. They're operating themselves, right? Artificial intelligence, and they're opening doors.
it's been a good run for the humans.
By the way, right. Drabby, did you see that on Shark Tank they had some blue light glasses?
Now, I saw you tweeting about it.
Yeah, they weren't the Swannies. And these were nubs, I thought. Glasses. They only reduced the blue light 65%.
That's hurting. It's got to be 90 or nothing.
Well, but they bought it.
Did Mark Cuban get
Once sized? In a blue moon.
What did he buy it for?
I can't remember who did, but one of them definitely got a deal.
I put so much blue light into my eyeballs right before I go to sleep. Just look at my phone. Blue light, blue light, blue light.
Yeah. Why don't you try them?
So anyway,
you sleep fine, don't you?
Okay.
I mean, you don't sleep for a long time.
Mediocre.
Yeah, you're not worried about it.
Anyway, everything about cakes.
The last thing you need are the glasses.
This guy had previously said that he has anorexia or had anorexia and is, in fact, 50 years old, but that he's taken an age rejuvenation drug, which transformed him into a 25-year-old. But he says
Why are you still reading this?
Because I'm going to get to the point.
Garbage.
He says Trump will be reelected in 2020.
Ilana
Remicki, a mysterious figure, will be the U.S. president in 2030. Hold on,
right. Who's going to be the president?
He just made up a name.
Ilana Remicki.
Google her. Google that.
Artificial intelligence can take
figure.
Over.
I don't even know
but
the
he does
exists.
Say Bitcoin will be increasingly popular.
I told you, Bitcoin's here to stay.
Now I should sell the Bitcoin. If this guy is into it, if he's buying into it, then I know it's a farce.
Let's see what Bitcoin
is. He does say
today.
Pennies
it's
and cents will still be in use.
Yeah, well, it's not good, but
it's rallying. It's fine. It's going to be fine.
What will still be in use?
Pennies.
Pennies are so hurting. We got to get rid of pennies.
And that humans will reach Mars in 2028.
Who would want to go there? Give me one good reason to go to that dumbass place. Why would you want to go?
Sportsbook? I don't know.
Do you want to go to Mars?
No, I don't understand why people would want to go to Mars. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But he passed the lie detector.
No, it's a phony lie detector because they have video of it and they're asking him questions.
And then they just show it's true or false.
No, like as soon as he answers, it goes ding, correct, or true.
You've never seen a lie detector like that.
Robert Smith analyzes the data for like an hour afterwards.
As soon as he walks in and he says, I'm a time traveler, that's when you have your assistant go open the door and you boot him right out of your office. Say, I'm not even wasting my time with you.
He's a whack job.
Time traveler.
Wackadoo.
Oh, you're okay. He's a time traveler? Let me see his time machine. Produce your time machine. Show me how you time travel. I produce that. Then I might start buying in.
If you're a time traveler, get your machine, bring the Channel 7 on your side news, and get in the thing with the camera,
right.
And go do it.
Maybe it's like Interstellar. There's no machine.
Oh, you mean it's boring and super long?
No, I like that movie. Is that the movie I liked?
Yeah,
I
really that's the movie it. You liked.
I really like that movie.
Isn't there a movie coming out called Wrinkle in Time?
Yes.
Who's in that?
Read the book when I was in elementary school. Boring. Won't see the movie. It's for kids. Your kids might like it. You won't like it.
Let's go to Anna.
Hello.
Hey, Anna. How are you?
I'm good.
What's up?
Okay. Now, I know we're getting a new quarterback. You know, I always ask for a new quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you remember who was the coach when we got McNabb?
McNabb.
Yeah.
Shanahan.
Yes.
McNubby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you remember?
It was Mike Shanahan. You remember?
No. Where we got him from. The person that gave us.
Yeah, Andy Reid.
We got it from Andy Reid.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean this is going to fail.
Right. And who is the coach right now that we're getting Smith from?
Yeah, I know. Anna. Everyone knows
that. Fat boy.
That.
Fat boy Andy Reid.
We know. It's Andy Reid.
It's a setup. It's a setup, guys. I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
So what do you think
it's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, do you
have thank you.
Do you have a Valentine in your life?
No, he died.
Oh, sorry.
In August. In August.
Oh,
but
I'm
that's
really
okay.
sorry to hear that.
That sucks.
Jesus, that's awful.
It's also Lent. The first
it's Lent.
Day.
First day of Lent. Yes. What are you giving up, eBay?
Yeah, what are you giving up, Anna?
Yeah, what are you giving? She's giving up the buns for tonight, right now.
That's right. That's true. I'm also giving up chocolate.
Chocolate?
I mean, who wants to give up chocolate? So silly.
Yeah. God, what?
Yeah.
Great song by the 1975, too. Yeah. I'm asking Valdez to play it. He never played
Anna,
it.
Anna, how long?
You got to send him a text.
I told him 2 days ago.
How long were you married before your husband passed?
30-something years.
Wow. That's a really nice marriage. Let me ask you this.
That's true.
Was Valentine's Day buns, you know, when he was healthy, was Valentine's Day buns guaranteed in the past?
No, we didn't do Valentine's. We asked for world peace.
I know, but yes. I'm just saying, you didn't give him Valentine's Day buns?
No. Nothing special.
What
about their days,
birthday,
which were special?
Though? Birthday's guaranteed buns, right?
Depends.
What?
Wow, she's kind of stringent with the buns.
Anna, where are you from? What's your ethnicity?
I'm not telling because EB's going to laugh at me.
No, she's all locked. She's from the island. She's from the Caribbean somewhere.
I love you, Anna. What are you talking about?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. My birthplace is Jamaica.
Right. I figured she was Jamaican.
Yeah. I've never been to Jamaica. I've heard great things.
I know. And one of the guys went there on
the
honeymoon.
Drabby went there. His wife fell in love with one of the locals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably banged him.
Yeah, but it's a good chance she banged him.
Cool.
When's the last time you were in Jamaica?
I went for my mom's funeral 4 years ago.
Oh, everyone's dying around you. You're kind of a bummer, Anna. Yeah.
Hey, look, when you're from a family of 12 and your parents in their 90s, these are things you expect.
It's a great run to make it to 90.
Absolutely.
So, Anna, does that put you in like your 60s?
Yes. Right. Good guess. Yeah. I'm 66. Just had my 66th birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm telling you,
people who live in the islands live longer. Both my grandparents made it. I think my grandfather died when he was 89.
You
maybe
just have good genes in your family. You're just lucky.
Yeah,
everybody's that way.
The whole side.
Yeah, both of my parents.
Let's talk about her husband.
Was your husband Jamaican?
No.
Where was he from?
Great Britain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a regular old, white.
Just a Euro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a silly island. Great Britain?
Yeah. So are you going to, I don't even know, this is an honest question. Do you think that you will date again in your future or, like, how does that work?
I don't know because, you know, I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet.
Right.
You know, I'm cleaning up, shredding stuff,
Yeah, that's the worst.
She hasn't jumped on Tinder
yet. Hey, Anna, would you date an underemployed, lying video producer that works for the Junkies as many years your
how
junior?
How about sympathy buns for AWOD?
No. Oh, God, no.
Smart ad. Good answer by you.
Do you have any children, Anna?
Yes, my son. He's 38.
Oh, nice. What does he do?
Nothing.
What do you mean,
nothing? He's like AWOD. He's like AWOD.
You're kidding. He's a loser? Are you being serious?
Yes. He doesn't. He's in music. He said.
He said he's in music. Where does he live?
Who knows? He comes to the house whenever I get sick. To help out. You know, because when you get old, you get a lot of cold. Everybody has a cold, so you naturally catch it.
Right.
So it comes by. But then it costs me.
Why? Because he wants money.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, but it sounds like he's a sweet guy. If he's checking on you, that's good.
Oh, yeah, I love him. Right. And I have a wonderful granddaughter.
You do?
Yeah.
So how does he pay his bills then?
Mommy?
Bob Marley tribute band?
So his wife. His wife pays the bills.
No, he doesn't have a wife. No. I pay the bills.
He said mommy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's on the hook.
So what we did was made sure when I turned 50, I said, I'm using up your inheritance money.
Ooh. Okay.
So that's what we do. So I told him the only thing he can get when I die, if I die, is my life insurance.
Right. So he decided he's just going to live now, and then when you die, then he'll just go ahead and die because he won't have any money.
I feel sorry for him because I'm going to push into my 100.
Hell yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, then I definitely see dating in your future.
Let me ask you this. Would you ever want to live back in Jamaica?
Yes, I do, because the winter here now is really awful. I've been here since 1974.
The winters are pretty mild here.
This winter hadn't been that bad. I mean,
You know, when you have arthritis.
Yeah,
when you have arthritis.
I got arthritis. You and me. You take methotrexate too?
Listen, I used to be a runner. I used to run a lot, and I still do it race for the cure for cancer because one of my sisters, you know. And I just wrecked my knees because I don't drink milk. I don't do calcium.
Is that important?
Why would you drink some milk?
Yeah, I mean,
get some calcium.
Do adults drink milk? I haven't had milk in years.
I don't eat meat. I don't eat meat.
You don't?
Nothing with hooves. Yeah.
Nothing with a hoof?
I wouldn't even know what that is. So
No cows, no pork, no sheep.
She can do a chicken.
You're like my daughter.
Just a piece of chicken and
some jerk chicken.
What about fish? Are you big into fish then?
Oh, yeah, salmon. Yeah.
Chicken.
Yeah,
salmon. Love salmon.
Turkey.
Love salmon sushi.
What about
turkey? No turkey.
What? Oh, turkey doesn't have a hoof.
Anna, just to circle back, since you're not an Alex Smith fan and you weren't a Donovan McNabb
fan. I forgot
fan,
that's where it began.
Who's your favorite all-time Redskins quarterback?
Doug Williams. Okay. And good old number 7.
Man, number 7.
It has nothing to do with the color thing. Joe Theismann is one of the nicest person I've ever met. Mm. Pierre Garçon used to have the Boys and Girls Club meetings on every year in June. It's called the White Party, and I would somehow get in.
Nice.
And I met Joe Theismann, and he made me put his ring on.
Oh, that's
He's
nice.
He's a good dude.
Joe is
good
a good
guy.
Dude. Yeah.
Joe is so nice. Joe is so nice. He's really nice. And I met Doug.
Right.
And, you know, they're nice people, but yeah, like those two.
I love you, Anna. Why don't you come out next time we're out and about? Will you come by and say hello?
Yeah, I see you in the mall a lot of times, though.
No,
I see Montgomery Mall by the Eatery.
Shocker.
Hold on.
She's on the you.
Hold on. You see me at the
Nordstrom, right?
Uh-huh.
She works at Nordstrom, Ricky.
Do you see me going to Cava? I'm burning my cards there.
Uh-huh.
Busted.
Uh-huh.
How come you don't come up and say hello?
Well, she's working.
When people are having their food, I don't like to bother them.
So
if you're walking to your car, I would hail you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I am at the mall.
Which department do you work in?
She said Nordstrom.
Why don't you take her to lunch?
Which department? It's a secret. I do the paperwork.
Oh, you do.
Behind the scenes.
So how come we're always there at the same time? I guess lunch.
She's working.
I come in. I'm supposed to be there at 6.
Yeah.
I mean, I make my own time because now I work only 4 hours.
Yeah, you're a big salary.
Right.
Yeah, 26, 27 years.
Right.
So as long as I get the store open on time with all the paperwork, all the money, and that's how come I know when Lurch returns.
Right.
She's all in our business. Oh, that's right.
I think my wife just got a dress for Grant Paulson's wedding at Nordstrom.
Okay, but I'm not going to call you out. It's the return.
Were you the same caller that was grilling me for buying stuff at the dollar store?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I probably was.
Yeah.
And you shop at Nordstrom.
You told me I was going to get cancer from buying the candles and all that nonsense.
Yes.
Why? What's wrong with the candles from the...
Read everything on the candle. They said all those things that they sell at the dollar store,
they
like to say, oh, in California, they found out that it causes cancer. Why do we have it here?
Everything gives you cancer at the dollar store.
What's a good candle store?
I don't know. I don't like candles.
Oh, you don't light them.
Oh, I love candles.
No, right. I don't like it.
What about after you poop? Do you light a match?
No. I can't. I lost my sense of smell in years ago, so it doesn't bother me.
That is so great.
Did that mean we got to run?
Hold on. Did you lose your sense of taste then? If you lose your sense of smell?
Yes, I did. But I went to Israel a couple of years ago and did everything. And when I came back to America, I got my tasting back, but not the smelling.
Oh, that's crazy. I would think if you lost your smell, you might lose your taste, Cakes. For some
reason, I did both.
That's connected.
Yeah, I did both.
Maybe.
I'd lost both. Yes.
Right. But now, yeah. I mean, if you lose your sense of taste, that's almost like losing your dong or something. I mean, you got to have your taste. That's one of the top three things in life, right?
No, but here is a good thing. Yeah. Always remember what things taste like before you lost your sense of taste.
And then you could just imagine it?
Yeah, yeah. I used to hate papaya. Then, when I lost my sense of tasting, I ate papaya. Now you can't bring it close to me. Right. You know,
you're over it.
Anna, come out and say hello next time, even if we're eating, okay?
Will you come say hi?
Okay, I will. Right. I will,
thank
I promise.
You, I'll buy you a rice bowl.
Okay, have a wonderful day. Yes, I like rice bowl, to tell the truth.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Anna.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, remember, Sam Smith.
I love Anna.
Joins us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk some NBA here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. I was just perusing Twitter, and I saw, I think it was a post from Clinton Yates, but he might have been retweeting something, and it did make me think. He was calling this national season the most important national season in history. And that may be the case, because
Bryce will be gone. And
you don't win it this
Murphy
year. Bryce leaves.
It's a big one.
Geo, Murph, Harp, maybe Rizzo.
I wonder if they're going to steal Arrieta here in the next week or two.
I don't know. I heard somebody this morning saying that that's what all the guys are talking about it.
Because you have
Rosenthal's mentioning it. John Hyman or whatever his name is mentioning
Hyman,
it.
Hyman, right. We should get Hyman on, actually.
Who else is in the derby for Arrieta besides the Nats?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he apparently turned down a similar deal that Darvish signed for. So Chicago wanted to keep him, but Darvish, you know, he said no to whatever the offer was, and then you know, they came in and got Darvish.
He wasn't as good though last year, right?
He wasn't, and he's older, but you know, maybe he just wanted to change the scenery. I don't know.
I also saw that.
But I think there's a chance the Nats can get him.
I saw that the Angels are going to go with a 6-man rotation so that they can fit in the 2-way player, because I guess when he was in Japan, what's his name, Otani?
Mm-hmm. Is he actually going to be in the big silly this year? Oh, yeah. He's going right away to the big leagues.
He's going to be in the starting rotation.
So he's going to start once a week, because that's what he did in Japan, and then he's going to
How does that affect
DH?
The other guy's arms and their routines and everything? That's not really messed that
it's
up.
More rest.
Well, the problem is it might help them, because some of the guys that were in their rotation last year were hurt, uh-huh, and they had arm problems, so maybe the extra rest helps them this year. But it'll be different.
Oh, dude, you got to remind me. That's a storyline I want to watch. I mean, when was the
this is what he's going to do. He's going to pitch.
50 years?
He's going to pitch. Then he's going to have a day off. Then he's going to DH. Then he's going to have another day off.
Why can't he DH after he pitches? Come on. I mean, it's taxing.
Come on. He's got to have his routine.
Exactly. You just said it. It's taxing.
It is. But, I mean, come on.
So he's going to have – so he'll pitch, and then he'll DH 3 times, and then he'll have a day off, and then he'll pitch again.
Right.
That's kind of weak. I thought he'd be – batting every
day. You won't buy the Major League Baseball, whatever the package is called, so you can watch him play all his West Coast games.
I don't know if he's silly.
It's really
really fascinating.
It is an intriguing story.
And that's being, by the way, way undersold.
Well, especially
because that's the most interesting thing to happen to baseball in a long time.
I think so. And if it works, then I think more players are going to want to do that, because generally the
way
top pitchers are great hitters in high school and college.
Yeah.
And they just get hoard.
There
because
are definitely other guys that could do it.
Of course.
Yeah. It's way undersold. You're just hipping me.
You're
right. I forgot.
If you're really sized,
it's a huge story. You're not moved by it. That's a huge deal, Cakes.
Eric, if you're really sized, the MLB like premium package, MLB TV, is only like $180 for the entire year.
No, I'm not that. Listen, if he's silly, maybe, but
those are late night games.
I got a certain amount of. Right. My brain.
I can accommodate
baseball.
Those games are at 10:30 at night. Yeah. You're not staying up to watch Ohtani bat.
No, but it's an amazing story. It would be like, remember that guy Greg Harris that pitches his left and his right? It'd be something equivalent to that.
This is beyond that.
Bigger.
That to me is more of a freak show. Like, that's not going to be a trend of a bunch of guys.
Well, that's definitely
ambidextrous.
That's definitely unbelievable.
Incredible talent, but he wasn't a top line player.
I think there was another guy with the A's.
He wasn't a top line player.
No.
This guy's supposed to be a top-line player, could potentially be a premier-type hitter. See, Cakes is poo-pooing it, but imagine if Max Scherzer could hit 350.
No, I understand it's a great feat. It just does nothing for me personally.
Nothing in baseball does, though.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Shohei Ohtani?
Is there one story in baseball that's moved you in the last 30 years?
He doesn't care. He's not a baseball fan.
Probably not.
I mean, you didn't care about Cal Ripken's streak. You didn't care about Mark McGwire's home run.
I mean, unless he's
I'm glad you brought that up.
Unless he's doing DFS,
when I cared about baseball for the 5 minutes of my life, when I cared about baseball, I remember my mom needed a ride from the airport. I think it was the night that Cal broke the streak, and I was salty that I had to go pick her up because I was going
to
miss.
Be a good son.
I had to be the good son to go pick up my mom from BWI, and I was a little bit Rick because I missed
that's
actual.
The last time you cared about baseball.
When was that? How many years ago was that?
September 4th, 1998.
Last time. 98? Yes.
Or September 6th.
Yeah.
I was definitely there.
I'm sure you were.
So he'll
that's
have,
a great story.
So he'll pitch. Then he'll have an off day. Then he'll DH three consecutive days. Then he'll have two off days. And then he'll pitch again.
It's being way undersold. It should be like leading all. Like that should be a huge thing.
And that's a team
one
that could
days,
be in the playoffs, right?
One of those days, the entire team has off because
the Angels can be good.
I like the Angels over 84.5 wins. We got to somehow start thinking about these season win totals. Now, some teams are going to add more free agents, whatever. Right. But
well, I'm relying on you and a tout that I might hear.
Yeah,
but do you agree with that assessment, whether it was Clinton Yates or he was quoting somebody else, that it is the most important, significant season for the Nationals in their history?
I mean, I thought the last two or three were really significant. I mean, considering that Bryce is going to
leave.
But
this could be the last run for the playoffs with this core group and the whole Bryce Harper question
mark. You're still going to have your top two pitchers, arguably your top, well, maybe even your top three pitchers.
Right, but you could look in the future Bryce and see no Bryce, no Murphy, Zimmerman
okay,
getting older.
But Murphy's in his 30s. I mean, it's not like he's part of the future. The big reason is because Bryce is leaving.
Can I mention something real quick here before we go to break? This is very important. Probably the biggest thing that's happened today.
Parking?
No, that was big.
Parking gate?
Valdez and Drabby botched the Bethesda Bagels. Drop.
Oh, they did?
They botched.
How did they drop?
Because it was kind of like a Wednesday thing, and those donks, they didn't do their due diligence on their end.
Right.
And so now.
So I get no tuna?
So now I'm starving.
Get no tuna salad today.
Okay. And it's their fault.
I know why it's you're not doing it. You're hoping they can put together something in the next hour.
It'll be sized. Or tomorrow. Just saying they can make.
So, tomorrow.
And it's their fault. Believe me, it's not
really our fault. He can reach out to us every once in a while.
But please, he's giving us free food.
We feel like Neanderthal.
Neanderthal. Wow.
those people.
Asking him every single week for free
food. Well, didn't you guys already like work this out?
Yeah, but we just felt hurting asking all the time.
I thought you worked it out.
Valdez said, let's give him a week off.
All I know is, for whatever reason, I was walking around. I was like, man, I swear to God. I would love some Bethesda bagels today. I would love that salmon.
They bring a lot of food.
Oh, that salmon and whitefish.
How much do you think that food costs that they
yeah.
$150 to
cost
two,
them?
$200.
Or how much,
how much they
retail,
could sell it for.
What they would charge if you walked into Bethesda bagels. Easily.
Dude, my whitefish is $10. He gives me at least $10 worth of whitefish and at least probably $20 worth of salmon. Yeah.
Someone's texting me, did you talk about the fire at Hank Deedle's?
Yeah, I was in Rockville.
Oldest bar in Rockville, apparently.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard of it. Yeah. Is it called Deedle's? Hank Deedle's?
Yeah.
It's old Rockville.
I'm more familiar with Bar Louie.
Yes, of course. As am I.
The locals.
Sorry to hear that.
It was like a 3 a.m. fire. And I think they said it was because the donk smokers didn't put their, I think that's what started it.
Long ashes.
Their long ashes.
Outside.
Their long
that's
ashes.
That's terrible. Place has been there forever. It's some jerk. That didn't properly put out their Marlboro Light and burned it to the ground.
I think so.
Good job.
And then we haven't even talked about the shooting at the NSA thing in Fort Meade.
I don't.
Wait, they say they have a suspect in custody, but three people.
I guess that's just like if you want suicide by cop, try to ram a car into the NSA. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Coming up next hour, Wally Cerebiak's going to join us. He's a college hoops analyst for CBS Sports, CBS Sports Network. That's at 9:20. But next, Sam Smith, legendary sports writer for Chicago, will join us to talk some NBA here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.